One Witness radio broadcast, and we're talking about what time is it? And to rightly divide the word of truth on what time it is, you can only know what time it is by watching the peoples that are given for the signs of the times. When Jesus was asked by his apostles, "When are you going to come and set up your earthly kingdom?" he said, "Watch the fig tree." That's the Jews. And so we have to watch the fig tree, watch the Jews, and see what God has said about the Jews to tell what time we're living in. Yesterday, we finished with reading from Brother Hagin's book, these passages where he talked about rightly dividing the word. And he talked about why what Jesus said on the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage in the Gospels does not match, particularly Matthew 19, what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 7. And so the Holy Spirit taught Brother Hagin that Jesus was speaking to Jews living under the Old Covenant, and Paul was writing to Christians, born-again believers living under the only law we have, the law of love. So Brother Hagin quoted that scripture in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. People often get in trouble because they don't rightly divide the word of truth. Well, it has to be divided rightly. If it can be divided rightly, it can also be divided wrongly. Now we're going to talk about who. Remember the five W's: who, what, when, where, and why. Your ads that you place in newspapers need to tell all those five W's. I've seen some ads that forgot to say when or forgot to say where, and so the ad money was lost. We're having a meeting, folks, and it's going to be in Branson, Missouri at the Hilton. And we are Billy Brim Ministries. We are the worldwide prayer. We are the prayers, the people that have been praying for an awakening. We're gathering from everywhere. Who? What? We're going to have a prayer meeting. When? It's going to be starting the 28th of October and going through November 1st. Where? It's going to be at the Hilton in Branson, Missouri. Until the last day, November 1st, we're going to be out at Prayer Mountain in a tent. Why? Because God's calling us to pray for an awakening in this earth. The times are crucial, crisis times, but God has an army of prayers. Who, what, when, where, and why? And so Brother Hagin said that when he first got saved and started in the ministry, I'm reading Kenneth E. Hagin right now from his book, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, page 18. "When I first got saved and started in the ministry, I heard someone give this simple rule of Bible interpretation, and it registered on me. In studying the Bible, always ask yourself, who is doing the speaking? What are they speaking about? To whom are they speaking? It's very easy to take some of the things that God has said and say, well, now God is saying this. But you have to look at to whom God is speaking. Sometimes he was speaking to the Jews, and what he said doesn't even apply to anyone else." Oh, folks, I hear that rule not obeyed oft times. But we need to know when he's speaking to the church and when he's speaking to the Jews, and not mix them up. Now, Brother Hagin said, let's look at 1 Corinthians 10:32. "Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles," or you could say nations, "nor to the church of God." Notice, Brother Hagin writes, there are three classes of people addressed in the Word of God. The Jews, God's covenant people, the church, God's own family, and three, the Gentiles, everyone who's not either in the church or a Jew. Now, I'm going to skip. This is Kenneth E. Hagin still writing. You remember I edited lots and lots and lots of his books. I heard him speak all the time. I heard him talk about what belongs to us as believers. In his little book, In Him, which I edited this book, and in the last of it's got lists of scriptures, on page 8, he begins, "Find out what God's word says about you and make that your confession." Reading Kenneth E. Hagin from the little book, In Him. We'll send it to you free. If you call us about it this week at 1-800-972-3447, we'll send you Kenneth E. Hagin's book, In Him, free. Brother Hagin writes, "People often ask me about studying the Bible. Although I have many suggestions, here is the one I present everywhere above all others. As a Christian, as a believer, read through the New Testament, primarily the epistles. The epistles, you see, are the letters written to you, the believer. They are written to the church. Now, I've heard Brother Hagin say so many times, all the Bible's for the church, but not all the Bible is about the church. The epistles, the letters, primarily are about the church. So then he goes on, as you read, look for all expressions such as in Christ, in him, in whom, through whom, with a colored pencil, we might say marker these days, underline these scriptures. You will find approximately 140 such expressions, most of them in the epistles. And then he says, when you find these scriptures, write them down, meditate on them, begin to confess them, begin to say with your mouth, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is what I have in Christ. Folks, if you're going to live an overcoming life, you're going to have to believe that you are a new creation, a species that never existed before. You're not the Jews. And you're not expected to become the Jews or become like the Jews. Christians, you don't have to keep Sabbath. The first day of the week is your day. We'll talk about that maybe this week, maybe another day. You don't have to turn to a Jew. You don't have to turn to keeping the feasts. You are a new creation, someone who never existed before. But there are still the Jews. But when you're born again, when you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and take him as your Lord, you become a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Paul said he forgot those things and pressed on to the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord. I'm going to read to you from Clarence Larkin's very, very old book, Dispensational Truth. Writing to Timothy, Paul said, study to show thyself approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The student of the word of God is here spoken of as a workman. A workman cannot intelligently do his work without a plan. He must have drawings and specifications. God said to Moses, as to the tabernacle, see that you make all things according to the pattern, according to the shown to you in the mount. The student of God's word must understand God's plan for the ages, or there will be confusion in his work of interpreting the scriptures. While the word of truth is written for all classes of people and for our learning, it is not addressed to all people in general, but part of it is addressed to the Jews, part to the Gentiles or nations, and part to the church. These three constitute the three classes into which humanity is divided. 1 Corinthians 10:32. It follows, therefore, that while the whole Bible was written for the instruction of the church, it is not all written about the church. The church is not mentioned in the Old Testament. It was hid from the Old Testament prophets and was a mystery, first revealed to Paul and disclosed by him in Ephesians 3:1-10. The Old Testament is mostly taken up with the history of one nation, that of Israel. In the first five chapters of Genesis, we are given the history of creation and 1,700 years of human history. In the next four chapters, we are given the count of the flood. The 10th and 11th chapters give the account of 400 more years of human history, and then God singles out one man, Abraham, Genesis 12:1-3, and from there on, the whole of the Old Testament centers around the Jewish race. When we take the Old Testament promises and apply them to the church, we rob the Jew of that which is exclusively his. For illustration, the prophecy of Isaiah is largely applied to the church oftentimes, but this is an error because the very first verse of the book of Isaiah declares concerning Judah, and Jerusalem. And of course, folks, you've got to know that it discloses Jesus, of course. Jesus is their Messiah. He is their coming King. Bless the Lord, and all those things are there. And we love Isaiah 53, and we know that that's for us. All the promises of God are yea and amen. But we cannot exclude that. We cannot, those things that are promised just to Israel, we cannot take them upon ourselves. We cannot have a replacement theology. The Bible tells us that our covenant is upon better promises. I don't want to go back. But people cloud these things up. They don't rightly divide the word. They don't then therefore know what time it is. Folks, I am not living in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, how I love them. Oh, well, actually, probably I am living in John from John 14 on. And how we do love it and how we learn about Jesus and how we follow him. Oh, yes. And his wonderful earth walk. But I am not a Jew standing there in the Mount of Beatitudes listening to Jesus speak to me and offer me a kingdom, an earthly kingdom that does belong to them. He was offering it to them then. This is about ages and dispensations. This is something people don't understand. He's talking to them about an earthly kingdom, offering it to them. They could have accepted it. They did not. And when they did not, that kingdom went into abeyance. It will still be theirs in the millennium. Those Jews who are alive when Jesus comes and they look upon the one whom they've pierced, they're going to walk into that kingdom. And in the book of Isaiah, it speaks to them about how they will rule and how they will reign on the earth. We, however, I believe exactly what is spoken of in the authority of the believer by John, is it McClellan? We are going to be ruling and reigning after those heavenly princes have been dislodged, the Prince of Persia, the Prince of Grecia, Satan and all of his cohorts. We right now have been introduced into that place. We are at the right hand of the Father. And then in the age to come, we will be ruling and reigning from those positions in the heavenlies, you might say, in the second heaven, while the Jews are here ruling down here on the earth. I wish you would get that book, Authority of the Believer, and learn to take your heavenly ministry, bless the Lord Jesus Christ. But rightly dividing the word of God, you will know what time you are living in. Jesus, in the book of John, starting at John 14, after the Jews had turned down the kingdom, then he starts to introduce to them new creation realities. Oh, glory to God. Start reading at John 14 on and say, this is mine. I have it now. On through the X and on through the letters. We read it all. Shalom, shalom.